Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
LA's mayor is responding to Trump's border czar and his controversial opinion on birthright citizenship.
The idea that Mr. Holman is not clear on what the Constitution says and what has been law for over 100 years is actually quite frightening.
The city of Santa Monica is laying its cards on the table and revealing that the city is facing some real money troubles.
When you're broke. Please. You have hard decisions to make.
And one filthy house seems to keep haunting its neighbors in the Fairfax district.
The smell, the rats, all the feces is really disturbing to see this in around the neighborhood.
This is the LA Local for Wednesday, September 10th, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Nate Ward, and today I'll be your host. Let's talk about the news, shall we? President Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, he shared some of his views on immigration and citizenship right here on KNX News earlier this week. Our Craig Figner, he caught up with LA's mayor to get her thoughts on it, and she is not a fan of what the border czar's opinion on the matter is, to say the least.
Birthright citizenship. The Constitution guarantees it. Do you agree with that?
That's not the way I read the Constitution.
Border czar Tom Homan and his worldview on birthright citizenship. He spoke with KNX Monday, an interview that continues to draw an enormous amount of reaction at Los Angeles City Hall. Here's Mayor Karen Bass.
The idea that Mr. Holman is not clear on what the Constitution says and what has been law for over 100 years is actually quite frightening. So birthright citizenship is in the Constitution. And let me just say that if that were ever to change, then what that would mean is that citizenship could be stripped from anybody, not just somebody who came into the country and delivered a child that was born here, but basically that would mean that someone, maybe the president, could pick and choose who he was going to allow to be a citizen of the United States.
In the interview, Homan says he's talked with Mayor Bass just once, that it was a brief call. She called him in June during the protests after the ICE raids. The mayor says she's open to talking with him again, but presently has no plans to reach out to him. She'll do so, she says, when she has a pressing reason to do so.
Personally, I don't agree with the border czar's view on citizenship, and neither does the Constitution. Let's actually read a portion of the Constitution. This is part of the 14th Amendment, Section 1, and I quote, "All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside," end quote. So either Mr. Homan has not read this section of the Constitution, has reading comprehension issues, or will ignore basic facts to fit his personal worldview. Not a good look, Mr. Border Czar. All right, well, on to other matters. Mo money, mo problems. As a legendary rapper once said, well, try telling that to the city of Santa Monica, because their problem is they don't have enough of the green stuff. You know, cash, Skrilla. Money! Santa Monica officially put its financial troubles on the record last night, hoping it will maybe kind of help some of its money woes before things get worse. Natalie Tavidian has the story.
Years of pandemic losses and hundreds of millions of dollars in legal payouts tied to a former city employee, Eric Euler's abuse scandal, have drained Santa Monica's reserves. One longtime resident put it bluntly during public comment.
When you're broke, you're broke. Please, you have hard decisions to make. Please put the long-term value of what we are. We have to get out of the hole. Please do not spend any more money than absolutely necessary.
Council members agree that the problem is serious, but they said this isn't bankruptcy. It's about getting tools to negotiate with state lawmakers and speed up approvals for things like getting money from the outside. Santa Monica Mayor Lana Negrete.
It's kind of, in my opinion, likening it to throwing up a red flare. You're not quite underwater and drowning, but you're definitely needing some help.
A broader financial plan is due in the fall.
Well, they better rein in those finances. I know how that goes. You know what I'm saying? I can practically smell this next story. Because this one very dirty home in the Fairfax District has been a problem for years. Trash piles up in the front yard and it's always filled with junk. LA officials just had it cleaned up only 5 months ago. But, of course, it's now a mess again. John Baird talked to a man just walking his dogs past the trash house this morning. He was shook.
I just wonder, what do you think of the house?
I thought I was insane, what you told me. I looked it up, the address. They cleared it in April.
Yeah.
And again, they have it dirty. I think it's disgusting. If they can't live like this, I think they should be sorry. You lost your house. It's ridiculous how dirty the front yard is.
It's something you haven't seen before.
No. I barely walk in this block and like, I just see it like this. I would be mad if I was a neighbor around here. Even the smell, the rats, all the feces, is really disturbing to see this in around the neighborhood.
It could be pretty unhealthy.
I do hope the city does do something about the homeowner, sues him, or takes the house away from him. Because he doesn't deserve to live in a house like this if he just keeps dirtying it, like making it filthy in front of the house. It makes it horrible for the neighbor.
I don't even want to know who or what feces that is such an issue over there. Yikes. Ugh. The man living in this house, he's been fined several times by the city, but obviously it's still an issue. John Baird, he even tried to talk to a man who was sitting amid the trash early in the morning, but the man told John to go away. We have reached out to the office of LA City Councilmember Katie Yaroslavsky to see if there could be a solution in the works. And, you know, I'm no doctor, just a regular old journalist, but something tells me this guy living in this nasty, nasty house, he might need some mental health intervention. I don't know. Just an armchair quarterback's observation from luckily not within smelling distance. All right. The LAPD is continuing to work on two separate cases of human remains found in cars that were in police impound lots. One was in Hollywood and the other in South L.A. Here's our tireless, intrepid reporter, Pete Demetrio, with the facts.
The first case, a decomposed body of a woman found inside a Tesla that was impounded perhaps 5 days ago, is ongoing. The medical examiner is trying to positively identify her, and robbery homicide detectives have contacted the car's registered owner, singer David Burke, who's cooperating with the probe. No suspects have been tied to that death investigation. The second case, a Honda Civic, was found with fire damage near 70th and Flower on Monday. It was looked at by missing persons detectives, and burned human remains were found in the trunk of that car. LAPD Chief of Detectives Alan Hamilton was asked about any connection between the two incidents.
So for both of these investigations, of the bodies that were, the human remains that were found inside of vehicles in two separate divisions in our city, we have no indication that these two incidents are related to each other at this time.
Indications are it may take several more days for identifications to be made of either set of remains.
This whole thing with the body of a woman being found in the car of a famous singer while he is away on tour is almost stranger than fiction. It really sounds like a plot line for a modern reboot of Columbo or something. But don't misunderstand me. I don't mean to trivialize the death of this young woman, just merely pointing out how bizarre this story is. Hopefully, whoever is responsible in both of these cases is caught and brought to justice. Now, to the leader of a megachurch in Southern California who's now facing federal child sex abuse, trafficking, and racketeering charges. Karen Adams reports.
Agents conducted raids on several locations here in Southern California after a federal grand jury in New York indicted Nason Joaquin Garcia and five others on charges of exploiting and victimizing members of La Luz del Mundo Church for years. Garcia was picked up at a state prison in Chino, where he's already serving time for abusing and trafficking children and members of his church. Two others in the indictment are believed to have fled to Mexico, where the mega church is based. The feds are working to secure their arrest and extradition back to the U.S.
You know, I'm all about innocent until proven guilty and all that as much as the next guy, but when there's this much smoke, there's probably some fire. So if they are in fact guilty, may these fake holy people endure internal damnation, if you believe in that sort of thing. And uh-oh, more and more people are defaulting on their car payments. Repos are at the highest level since 2009, and they increased by 43% from 2022 to 2024. The Consumer Federation of America calls it a canary in the coal mine for larger economic issues.
What is unique about auto and what is so problematic about a car loan is the impact that this has on households. When you're late on a car payment, you immediately jeopardize your income, right? You could potentially lose your car, you could lose your ability to make money. It has a really disastrous and outsized impact on your family that can start from just one late payment.
That's study co-author Erin Witte with the CFA. She says inflation and tariffs are playing a role in higher car prices. Witte and the CFA are asking Congress to try to stop exploitative practices like when dealers and lenders conspire to secretly inflate interest rates and share the profits from the consumer's overpayment. All right, this is one of my personal interest stories. It's now time for Eagle Watch. Jackie and Shadow, one heck of a local celebrity power couple. They also happen to be wild bald eagles up in Big Bear. Well, they could be in danger of losing their home, and of course, human activity is the culprit. A long-delayed housing project in the area is moving forward despite some concerns how it will affect our eagle friends. Alex Silverman was listening in as the San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors voted.
The proposed site of the Moon Camp project on the north shore of Big Bear Lake is visible from the Eagle Cam. Locals tried to convince the supervisors that 50 homes and 55 boat slips would be bad for Jackie and Shadow.
The proposed site plans on cutting down over 2,000 trees.
That's Pamela Blackwolf, who lives in Crestline.
The proposed site will increase noise and light pollution, which will be disruptive to the eagles' breeding and foraging areas.
Environmental groups have managed to delay this project for a few decades now, and Friends of Big Bear Valley's Sandy Steers sounded like she thought all the attention on eaglets Sunny and Gizmo this spring would help keep that going.
We now have over 17,000 members and over 2.5 million followers who watch and support our work, and I am representing all of them today in my comments.
But in reality, only about a half dozen people were there to speak, and the supervisors voted unanimously to move the project forward.
I do understand we need more housing in Southern California, and it will also be nice to keep wildlife in their natural habitat. So hopefully we can have both in this situation. This has been the whole kit and caboodle for LA Local Wednesday, September 10th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the entire inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Check us out tomorrow to see what's happening around town. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening, and peace.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.